Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Liz Peek, a columnist at The Hill, a columnist at Fox Business News, and much on Fox Business. And we turn to anecdotes. That's all we have right now. But Microsoft is welcoming its workforce back in its campus in northwestern United States. At the same time, routinely we hear of offices encouraging naming dates, saying come back to the office. In London, this is in place now with the endorsement of the government. Liz, Omicron is still with us. The vaccines are not at this point uniformly embraced. And yet it appears that the high end is opening its offices again. I know the banks have been testing this for some time, on again, off again. Is it over, Liz, is the hard question. 70,000 people at the Super Bowl had to be masked to enter the Super Bowl, but it was hard to find somebody wearing a mask inside the Super Bowl. Is it over?
Yeah, it's interesting, right? I mean, that Super Bowl scene was quite a statement, I thought, that people are just ready to sort of abandon their cautiousness and get life back to normal. And I think that's kind of an impulse across the country. And by the way, I don't think the science has changed very much. I think the politics of all this have, and you've seen now many Democrat governors even relaxing mask mandates, relaxing all kinds of restrictions, because they know that, people are just fed up and kind of ready to get their lives back to normal. I think where we are is that there's more and more optimism that this this virus is now mild enough that life can go on. The people are not really threatened. If you are threatened, if you're old, if you have comorbidities, then you have to be cautious. But other people really do not have to be. They can get sick for sure. They can get a flu or a cold-like virus, but it is not enough to keep you out, keep you at home. So that's pretty bullish. And I do think I think the economic ramifications are vast. I also think the political ramifications are. I think more governors, more mayors are going to have to deal with the fact that people really, as I say, are just tired of being told that they can't do things. Tired, you know, John, of some of these rules and regulations that just don't make any sense. I mean, in New York, you walk into a restaurant, you have to show a vaccine card. We all know that that means nothing. It doesn't mean you don't have it. It doesn't mean you can't transmit it to somebody. So what's the point of it? I mean, I think at some point those kinds of questions emerge. But in terms of your question about going back to work, we are going to have a year of experimentation. And I think you see that from a lot of companies. One company announced, and I'm sorry, I can't remember which one it was, that they wanted workers back 3 days in the office a week, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. And a lot of their employees were really angry. They were saying, that's not flexibility. We want flexibility. We want to take whatever days we want. I got to tell you, that seems pretty stunning reaction to me when you consider that just two years ago, everyone had to be in the office 5 days a week, and no one really questioned that. The banks are all over the place. Some are just letting people kind of figure out their own schedule. Some, like J.P. Morgan, still are saying, yeah, 5 days a week, we want you in the office. Well, not everybody's on board with that. That's a, you know, right now, I think that's a very tough demand to be making. So bottom line, certainly more people are back in the office today than a month ago. I am sure a month from now, it'll be even more so. But I got to tell you, I'm not sure we're going to go back to the 5-day work week anytime soon for an awful lot of companies because, number one, people have gotten used to the flexibility of being able to work from home some. Number two, they're very productive working from home. The technology met the demand. And we all know people who, you know, have done an incredible number of deals out of their basement or whatever over the past year. So I think most people I talk to on Wall Street think we're sort of in an experimental phase. We'll see a year from now what the rules are, but they're not going to be what they were 2 years ago.
Said a professor of infectious disease epidemiology at the London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine, there are no real criteria for the end of a pandemic, but it probably feels something like this. Liz Peek. Liz Peek is at The Hill, a columnist at Fox News, a columnist much on Fox Business. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
You want your child to thrive and reach their full potential. K-12 can help them get there. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.